Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo and Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo, U.S. pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and led U.N. relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists with their airstrikes. During a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader, President Obama said Shimon Peres' determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's new generation.
The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming, and he did not stop working.
Mr. Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century and likened him to leaders like Nelson Mandela and Queen Elizabeth. Peres suffered, that is, a severe stroke 2 weeks ago. He died on Wednesday at the age of 93. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Peace Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign onto it. After 1 month, the agreement would go into force. This is VOA News. Colombians voting in a referendum on Sunday on whether to ratify a historic peace accord to end the 52-year war between the state and the communist FARC rebels. The accord will effectively end what is seen as the last major armed conflict in the Western Hemisphere. The war has killed hundreds of thousands, displaced millions. Stakes are high. The Colombian government says it has no plan B if voters reject the accord, but polls indicate that it will pass by a wide margin. Daniela is a student. She says she plans to vote yes. She says they've gone through difficult things, she said, and it's important to forgive people. Colombians, they say, are sick of war, even though many resent making concessions to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, that is FARC, which some foreign powers have classified as a terrorist group. If asking Google about how to register to vote translates into votes, the search giant has some good news for U.S. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. According to Google, the amount of searches for the Spanish phrase on registering to vote spiked by 2,200% over the past week. Register to vote in English only saw about a 430% jump. That would suggest Hispanics are at least interested in possibly voting for Hillary Clinton. A poll conducted last week by the Wall Street Journal, NBC News, and Telemundo found that Clinton enjoys a 48-point lead over her rival Donald Trump among likely Hispanic voters. The Rosetta spacecraft's 12-year mission studying a comet came to an end on Friday. It crashed onto the surface of that comet as planned. Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds, slip out of orbit, and collide onto the icy surface of that comet known as 67P. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Rosetta mission was inspiring to many, was historic, was pioneering, and revolutionizing at the moment how we understand comets and the solar system.
Before it crashed, Rosetta collected and transmitted a final collection of data and photos, including some close-up images of the comet's surface. The spacecraft, which was launched by the European Space Agency in 2004, sent a probe onto the surface of the comet in November of 2014. That mission was considered the agency's most ambitious. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Les Davis here. Welcome to another hour of Jazz America. And during this hour, we'll continue our celebration of Detroit's own local hero, NEA Jazz Master, bassist, composer, and band leader, Ron Carter. We're going to return to the site of the 37th Detroit Jazz Festival. It's been billed as the world's largest free jazz festival. Four stages all around downtown Detroit next to the Detroit River. A beautiful setting, and everyone who comes there, tens of thousands of people from all over the world, enjoy fantastic music, much of it made by musicians from Detroit. And Ron Carter was invited to come and be the artist in residence with four shows during the 4 days of the festival with a trio, a quartet, a nonette, and a big band. It was a grand celebration of Ron Carter, and we'll continue that celebration as we enjoy some of his work with a big band and some of the music from his latest release. Speaking of big band, we'll begin this hour with a small group, which is led by Gordon Goodwin, the Grammy Award-winning saxophonist and bandleader and arranger and composer, who usually leads what he calls Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. Well, in this case, it's the Little Fat Band that has created his new album called An Elusive Man, a seven-piece, as a matter of fact, and from that we'll begin this hour with Gordon Goodwin and his composition, the LP Shuffle.
snow in Birmingham. Thought you would wonder where I am. Called your number all night long. It's no comfort on the telephone. Went out and caught me a midnight flight. Thought a little love would make everything all right. The landlord said you moved away. You left me all of your bills to pay. Look out, baby, I think you made your move too soon. You left me here with a Keno card. This life in Vegas, it sure ain't hard. I ran it up to about 50 grand. I cashed it in and held it in my hand. That kind of word can get around and make this lost love turn up found. I hear you knocking at my door, but you ain't living here no more. It's too bad, baby, I think you made your move too soon.
Great Canadian-born pianist and vocalist who's been making the United States her home for quite a long time, Carol Welsman. And Never Make Your Move Too Soon, that classic song brought up to date for the 21st century from one of her recent releases, the album Journey. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, in the spotlight is Detroit's own favorite son, for the 37th Detroit Jazz Festival, the artist in residence, NEA jazz master, bassist, composer, band leader, and arranger, Ron Carter. He was invited by Europe's great WDR Big Band to come together with them and record some of his own compositions. It's a brand new release called My Personal Songbook, Ron Carter and the WDR Big Band. We'll hear some of that after we talk to Ron Carter here on VOA's Jazz America.
NEA jazz master and given the same level of honor from the nation of France, and just what a life.
I still got one, man.
Okay, lastly, okay. Most of your time has been spent with small group.
Yes.
And now, in the last few years, you're turning more to big band, and the great big band will close out your four straight days at the Detroit Jazz Festival in 2016 tonight. Some thoughts about small group and big band presentations.
I think the big difference is the payroll. Now, I've been doing big band since Ernie Wilkins in the early 60s, mm-hmm. you know. Wade Marcus, who was from Detroit, by the way, who was a Motown writer, had done some big band things. Oliver Nelson, Gil Evans, so the big band territory. With Aretha Franklin called Lady 69 with a great big band, Atlantic Records. It's a wonderful record. So the big band era and instrument is not foreign to me. The difficulty is trying to find enough work to have a big band affordable. And these musicians who are coming in today for the concert tonight, I've called them because they love the music. They're part of the first recording project I did, and they understand, despite the limitations of the budget, if they do this music with me, they'll go away having to learn something else about how music can work. And so I'm kind of trading on my ability to help them sound better in lieu of a bigger budget. I'm looking forward to tonight.
I know a lot of folks in Detroit are too, and I tell you honestly, it's always an honor and a thrill to be in the presence of greatness. And I thank you for these 15 minutes, Ron Carter, and wish you a very, very happy day here for the last day of the Detroit Jazz Festival, and hope you've enjoyed your homecoming.
Thank you. Thanks for your time and interest, and hello to all your fans.
And here's Mr. Carter's composition, Cut and Paste, from the new album, My Personal Songbook, Ron Carter and the WDR Big Band, on Jazz America from VOA1. We'll be right back.
This is Jackie Terrison, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
The great keyboardist from France, who's made the USA his home for a number of years now, Jackie Terrison, with homage to his hometown from the album A Paris, the song Metro. Hope you enjoyed that. You know, I think I'm going to have to do a special here on Jazz America called The French Connection. I've got a number of artists who are originally from France who've come to the USA to follow their musical dreams. I'll just keep you posted on that in the near future. Coming up, more of our conversation with Ron Carter, but first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a great message I've received with the subject line, Celebrating Jazz in Africa. Dear Russ Davis, thank you for the great job you do. I always look forward to listening to the great jazz music that you play every weekend and learning something about the artists behind it as you interview them and or share interesting information about them. I love listening to America's jazz greats, but I'd love to share with the world the sound of South African jazz, where the genre has flourished for many years, producing such great artists as Hugh Masekela, Miriam Makeba, Jonathan Butler, and my all-time favorite, Abdullah Ibrahim. Can you play for me any song by Abdullah Ibrahim, also known as Dollar Brand, to celebrate the continent's contribution to jazz? Warm regards, Dr. Robert Karanja. Well, Dr. Karanja, I would be thrilled to play some music in celebration of the contribution of Africa to jazz. As a matter of fact, there is so much that I can say about how Africa has contributed to the culture of the whole world, certainly to the United States, with the birth of blues, then jazz, then rock and roll, and who knows what else. So let's get into the music of Abdullah Ibrahim. Here's a song entitled Sweet Samba from his album African River. To begin this set of music here on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Ipanema comes walking in. When he passes each girl, he passes goes by. When he walks, it's like a samba. He swings so cool and sways so gently that when he passes each girl, he passes goes. How I watch him so sadly. How can I tell him I love him? Yet I would give my heart gladly for each day that he walks to the sea. He looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking in. When he passes, I smile, but he doesn't see. Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking in. When he passes, each girl he passes goes. But when he walks, it's like a samba. He swings so cool and sways so gently that when he passes, each girl he passes goes. How I watch him so sadly. How can I tell him I love him? Yet I would give my heart gladly. But each day that he walks to the sea, he looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking in. When he passes, I smile, but he doesn't see. So gently that when he passes, each girl he passes goes. How I watch him so sadly. How can I tell him I love him? Yet I would give my heart gladly. But each day that he walks through the sea, he looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking in. When he passes, I smile, but he doesn't see me. He doesn't see me. He doesn't see me. He doesn't see me. He ain't looking my way.
Thank you.
That is the legendary pianist and vocalist Shirley Horn from a newly discovered 1988 performance at the Four Queens Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, from the album Live at the Four Queens. Shirley Horn with The Boy from Ipanema. A little samba for you with an American flavor, and a sweet samba with an African flavor from Abdullah Ibrahim preceding that.
Russ Davis here at the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival, the 37th edition of the world's largest free jazz festival. And who should I be sitting with but the great Ron Carter, Detroit's own and the artist in residence for this year. Ron, thanks for taking some time with us.
Kind of good to see you this morning.
Okay, quickly, your instruments, from what I understand, beginning with cello, moving to double bass, a little electric bass mixed in there somewhere down the line, mm-hmm. but settling with the double bass for the most part. Mm-hmm. And the cello, probably thought of as a classical music instrument, although it certainly can be used in improvisational music, no doubt.
As it is, yeah. I started out playing cello until I was from 11 to 12, till my senior semester in high school. That make it about 6-7 years. Mm. And I switched to bass my senior semester in high school. That would be January of 1955. Mm. And I've been still trying to find and write notes since then. So 1955, 1956, 1957, 58, 59. I figured out, to this day. Actually, till last night, I'm trying to find the right notes.
I think a lot of people would say you found a lot of the right notes, my friend.
I'm giving them back to them. I need them tomorrow.
Well, the classical jazz world, the third stream, if you will. Some people have said you've been part of that movement with electric bass, with Miles, and maybe in other situations, a little bit more hard edge, a little bit more big sound, and a whole different place that music comes from. Have there ever been any conflicts within you with those different styles? They're all just kind of just music.
Well, we've got the same notes. And my job as a sideman has always been, can I play the kind of notes? And can I bring a certain kind of integrity to this project that the leader who has trusted me to be able to fill this slot in his music, can I do this job well enough to have him think that when he comes back for another project, that he'll have to include me because I brought something to his day, to his concept, to his music. Mm. And I think that's the desire of any good sideman, not just me, but the good sidemen who I've seen do this stuff for years as bassist, George Vivier, Milt Hinton, Richard Davis, they all brought this ingredient to the project that made the leader or the contractor or the boss, whoever that is, feel that this guy gave my project the life that I hoped he would bring. Mm. And that's what I try to do when I play with my groups. I'm a sideman, basically. My job is to help these people get to another level.
One of the most famous sidemen of all time, who's worked on, from what I've understood, over 2,000 different sessions in the studio, who knows how many shows all over the world.
Thank you.
Alternate route from the album New York Slick, Ron Carter on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
just one of the over 2,000 sessions that the legendary Ron Carter has been part of. From the Bill Frisell Trio record, Bill Frisell, Ron Carter, and Paul Motion, that's their version of the classic song, 81. Hope you enjoyed the comments of the legendary Ron Carter and, of course, his wonderful music. We're going to remain in Detroit for more conversation with some of the artists who played the 37th edition of this wonderful festival. We'll speak to three guitarists, George Benson, Russell Malone, and John Schofield, and the great pianist and vocalist, Freddie Cole, brother of Nat and uncle of Natalie Cole. That's next week on Jazz America. Join me, won't you?